Handoff, Charles trying the left side. He's got it! Touchdown! Kansas City! The Chiefs blow open the left side!
Okay, Eric, one thing that's very apparent is how good your running backs have been in the fourth quarter. What about building these guys to be the best at the end?
Well, I think it all started in training camp and probably more so in the offseason. I think Coach Reed did a great job in the way he structured it. We challenged the guys. I mean, challenging them with giving them a high number of reps, making sure the endurance is it's where we need it to be. But one thing I will say that I'm proud of, our guys are doing a great job of focusing and detailing their work and finding a way to finish.
Well, watching him with these younger running backs, let's start with you two young halfbacks. Let's start with Nile Davis, where he's at in his development, and how much more does he get integrated as the weeks go on?
Well, each and every week we always sit there and say, hey, you know what, we need to get Nile on the field. It's kind of hard getting him on the field when you're getting the production out of Jamal as we are, but he's actually been doing a heck of a job. He got in a few plays last week. Played five plays, need to get him going more because obviously we don't want to beat Jamal up throughout the course of the season. But it's important. I had a great talk with him, just getting him to understand that, hey, with that responsibility, you know, comes a great deal of trust. So we got to make sure when you're in there, you're holding your end of the bargain. We don't want to lose a step.
Jamal Charles,
we watched you at camp and you challenged him. I mean, you got after him.
2-5, we're reading it, right? We still want to stay on what? That angle, right? Come on, be patient. There you go.
How did he respond to that?
He's been real good. And one thing, prior to us actually being on the field, I wanted to make sure that we can communicate, get to know each other. Because when you're challenging guys, you want them to understand that it's not anything personal. You want to make sure that they understand, hey, I'm attacking the issue that I see. One thing I think that can be a little deceiving is when you meet him, sometimes you'll think he's not as tough as he is. Kid is a tremendous competitor. He has a desire that goes beyond any means that I can explain. He wears a red badge of courage because he loves getting it in the mix now. He's a tough, gutty, gritty kid. He doesn't turn down anything.
Final question, EB, and it has to deal with the Raiders rivalry. A lot of new guys on this staff. Have you picked up the vibe of this rivalry of being around here this week, and what about the Raiders?
You know what? It's always good to play the Raiders, and I understand the history and what has taken place with these two organizations. I'm excited. I sent the text out to the running backs this morning saying, hey, fellas, it's Raider week. That's the best way I can say it without putting any other words into the mix about it. It's a huge challenge, obviously on defense. I think they're doing a great job of running to the ball. Each and every week presents a different challenge to us. Our guys got to make sure that we understand the importance of now, and let's make the most of it while we can.